둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, of course, for making your way here, for checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Makes it a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. All the usual places, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, at NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And if you don't mind, if you're already subscribed, the best thing you could do to help us out is wherever you listen, wherever it is, hit that ratings button and leave a review. Those reviews go so far in helping out your favorite podcast. So please take that moment as you're listening or afterwards to subscribe. If you haven't, of course, rate and review. And I'll try to keep giving you plenty of reasons to come back. Some of my recent guests have included McKenna Grace, who you, of course, know from the new Ghostbusters movies, Young Sheldon, Annabelle Comes Home, Haunting of Hill House, just to name a few. We had David Alan Greer on here to talk about his role in The Color Purple. Mikael Hausman from Zack Snyder's The Rebel Moon. Gracie Abrams dropped by. Nusha Noor to talk about the Persian version. We had the cast of Culprits, Nathan Stewart Jarrett and Neve Algar. Vince Clark of Erasure and Depeche Mode was here. Julia Michaels, who soundtracked Disney's Wish. We also talked to Omar J. Dorsey from Bookie, Stacey Kent, Roseanne Cash about the 30th anniversary of The Will, actresses Kate Siegel and Shelley Hennig. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, I get to talk with Peter Capaldi and Tom Mucci. You, of course, know Peter. He was one of the doctors in Doctor Who. He was also in the Suicide Squad. Tom has been, he's been everywhere in just about every version of arts with his music, with his live events, with his film roles as well. We're going to be talking to both of the actors about this new Apple TV Plus crime drama called Criminal Record. This is it's a character-driven drama set in the heart of contemporary London, and it picks up when an anonymous phone call draws two brilliant detectives into a confrontation over an old murder case. One, a young woman in the early stages of her career, the other, a well-connected man determined to protect his legacy. Now, Peter, who plays the older gentleman in those two, will discuss his fondness for crime dramas, how this series highlights misogyny and racism, and what it was like to play an unlikable character who represents a London quickly becoming out of step with the times. And Tom, for his part, tells us about playing someone who spends the majority of his screen time inside of a prison and the pent-up aggression his character bottles inside. And as both actors are musicians, we are of course, going to get an update on their future plans there as well. So let's get into it. We're talking Criminal Record on Apple TV+. It's Kyle Meredith with Peter Capaldi and Tom Mucci.
How you doing?
What an outstanding series that I've just had the pleasure of watching with Criminal Record. And both of you guys were incredible, by the way. I thought we'd start with just kind of the big question. I feel like we're telling an important story here. You're telling an important story here, which tells many, different parts of it. What drew you both to wanting to tell this? And what was the story you wanted to tell? We'll start with you, Peter.
Well, I've always liked crime dramas anyway. So the idea of doing a crime drama that also highlighted issues of misogyny and racism, I think was, I felt that was a good thing to be doing, because I feel that, you know, we live at a time where there isn't enough examination in any detail of a lot of the issues that are surrounding us. And so to do a show that satisfied the appetite that an audience might have for a crime drama with, you know, bodies and chases and guns, but at the same time, ask them to reflect on the complexities of how individuals who work in the police force may have come to be the way they are, was useful.
Well, this is for you, Tom, because again, you know, being sort of in the jail most of the time, and we hear about the institutional failure, like that seems to be the part that you get to kind of represent.
I think for me, being, you know, as a going through this human experience and hearing these stories, and, you know, you feel quite helpless. And to get a script like this where you feel like you kind of aid towards the, you know, the changing of people's minds for a show like this coming out, you feel like you're doing your part. So I feel like it was very important, you know, when this role came in.
Tom.
Errol. Oh, yeah, I'll take that.
I was going to say, you know, playing that character, Errol, to have been like pent up, you know, it seems like this guy has got so much inside of him. Confusion. He's not a bad guy, but he's not a saint in any sort of way. I mean, what was it like playing this character?
When I'm in the moment and you're playing the character, like, it almost felt like you just want to blurt it all out. But, you know, even me being a young black man, there's situations in life when, you know, you want to say something you don't know how. No one's ever given you the space or the framework or the language to be able to articulate yourself in that way. And it seems like so much has been piled on top of this character that, you know, the minute he begins to unveil everything, it's going to crash all onto him. So he just kind of just holds it all in. So it felt like I felt constipated. That's the best word for it.
Constipated. And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Peter Capaldi and Tom Mucci to discuss Apple TV's Criminal Record.
Peter, for you, this cop, it's like, you know, we get sent the emotions all throughout this. Do we like him? Do we not like him? He's not quite the likable character. And, you know, there's a lot of templates for cops. As many cops on TV as there's been probably love songs written throughout the decades. Yeah. But you had said this is the type of character that you wanted to play. What? Why? What was it about him?
Well, first of all, to inhabit one of those classic characters, if you like. It's almost a kind of noirish kind of quality about Hegarty. Like he could have been in a movie in the 40s or the 50s or the 60s or the 70s. You know, there's always a cop who's been around the block and had enough and is a bit scarred, you know. But I think he particularly has ghosts who haunt him. And I don't think he's complete. I don't think he's finished. I don't think his personality has ended growing. And that was one of the things that attracted me about him, because the events of his past and of the show are still having an effect. And also, he's veiled. I mean, and I haven't really played somebody like that before who hides so much. Usually the characters I've played have been sort of quite out there. They speak the way they feel, and they throw things out, or they shout at people, or they're amused or whatever. They can be quite big. He was kind of withdrawn and didn't like to reveal what was really going on. And that was quite challenging to do. So I enjoyed that.
To be, again, I'll use the word representation of the older generation in this between the two detectives. And to hear about, especially as I read about, you know, the show and the press release and everything, like divided London. Like, did you feel that you were the representation of something older in the past?
Yeah, but I can't help doing that because that's who I am. You know, I was born in the 50s. What am I going to do? I can't be anything else. But, you know, I've gone. I mean, it's true. That's a whole other world. You know, it's like, so the world as it is now is new. And different, but I've spent the majority of my life as that character has, trying to move through a world that he knows. I think there's more to him than perhaps some of his colleagues who have fallen into traps. And I sort of always felt about him that he was, I felt he was as old as London. I mean, one of the things I like, well, that sounds odd to say, but one of the things we wanted to do with the show was to do a show that showed how diverse and how charming London is as a city. It's a London that we know, you know, not a kind of touristy London, but a London that we see every day, which is vibrant and exciting, but also a little bit dark and a bit dangerous, but with a deep, deep history. I think that's what he is. He understands London. He's a part of it because he spent his professional life dealing with it.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Peter Capaldi and Tom Mucci to discuss Apple TV's Criminal Record.
Both of you being musicians, two-part question here. I'd love to know what's next on the music front, but also, like, do you find that stuff like influences how you do your acting?
Well, he's all proper signed up and all that stuff. I'm just a guy who likes to play around. And
if Peter wanted to get signed to any label or publishing, I'm sure that they will do it. You know, but I guess, look, he just said he was born in the 50s, so maybe there was a different method of how that works.
I've got this thing called skiffle/rockabilly that I want to introduce to see how that goes. I just do that for fun, and I don't want the obligations of being a professional musician. I just enjoy playing around. But music does play a big part in my preparation, and I don't know. I to me, it's all about trying to get in the zone. I don't quite know what the right route for that is, but sometimes I'll play some tracks to try and get me there, you know, when I'm filming.
I'm kind of the opposite. The music takes me out of there. So when I'm off the set and, you know, I need to get back to my daily routine, that's what music helps me do. But yeah, I've been out of music for a while, just a few months, but I think January I'm going to release a song every quarter. That's what I'm trying to do next year.
Yeah. Well, I hope we get to talk about that as well. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. It's been a real pleasure. I so enjoyed this series.
Oh, thank you so much. God, that's kind of you to say.
And my thanks to Peter and Tom. Criminal Record is out now on Apple TV+. Thanks to you, of course, for checking out the episode and the series. Again, please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out. 3 brand new ones a week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at all the usual places. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please, 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 when you also have that moment, you can really help us out by giving us a rating wherever you listen from and a review of the series as well. Tell us why you like it or why you don't like it if you want to spend that amount of energy. But especially if you like it, tell other people why they should listen as well. After that, let's have fun. Meet me over at WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's you get 4 hours of classics from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. It's the best in new music. There's lots of music news and bonus interviews. One of my recent episodes featured the music of Etta James and the Beatles, Crowded House, Bjork, the Goo Goo Dolls, Grizz Folk, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Drive-By Truckers, J.D. McPherson, Radiohead, Your Black Star, Blackberry Smoke, Porno for Pyros, Prince, Lady Tron, Our Lady Peace, Future Islands, Real Estate, Cake, U2, Q, Ray LaMontagne, The Smashing Pumpkins, My Morning Jacket, The Jesus and Mary Chain, Courtney Barnett, and my interview with Mike Mills of REM as we talked about the 25th anniversary of their album Up. Just an example of what you get every weeknight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media spots. The address is always the same, at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.